2 Chronicles chapter 3. So Solomon began to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to David his father, who had made preparations on David's site at the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And he began to build in the second month, on the second day in the fourth year of his reign. So by these things Solomon was moved to initiate building the house of God. The length in cubits by the former system was 60 cubits, and the width was 20 cubits. And the portico which was in front had a length across the width of the house, 20 cubits. And its height was 120 cubits. And he overlaid it on the inside with pure gold. And he panelled the great house with cypress wood, and he overlaid it with fine gold. And he set palm tree figures and chains on it. And he overlaid the house with expensive stone for its splendour. And the gold was Parvaim gold. And he overlaid the house, the beams and the thresholds and its walls and its doors with gold. And he engraved cherubim on the walls. And he made the room of the Holy of Holies, whose length was in accordance with the width of the house, 20 cubits, and its width was 20 cubits. And he overlaid it with fine gold, amounting to 600 talents. And the weight of the nails was equal to that of 50 shekels of gold. And he overlaid the upper rooms with gold. And in the room of the Holy of Holies he made 2 cherubim, carved work, and the guilders overlaid them with gold. As for the wings of the cherubim, their length was 20 cubits. One wing had a length of 5 cubits, touching the wall of the room, while the other wing of 5 cubits touched the wing of the other cherub. And the wing of the other cherub was 5 cubits in length, touching the wall of the room, and the other wing was 5 cubits, adjoining the wing of the other cherub. The wings of these cherubim extended to 20 cubits, and they stood on their feet with their faces directed inwards. And he made the veil of cerulean blue and purple and crimson material, and byssus, and he set up cherubim on it. And in front of the house he made 2 columns, 35 cubits in height, and the capital which was on top of them was 5 cubits high. And he made a work in chains, in the place of a dress, and he put it on top of the columns. And he made 100 pomegranates, and put them on the work in chains. And he erected the columns alongside the temple, one on the right and one on the left, and he called the right-hand one Jachin, and the left-hand one Boaz.